This is Radio Kate down in Saltdean with Granny, my awesome granny, that is. I thought it'd be quite fun to see if people had any questions that they wanted to ask her, and somebody asked, because I've been so into all my space stuff, a spacey friend of mine, Johnny Ringo, said, could I ask, do you remember the moon landings, and do you remember where you were or what was going on then?
Well, to my shame, I don't really remember where. I remember being very amazed when it happened, but I can remember more clearly when the first the Russian space vehicle went up with Yuri Gagarin, yes? And I remember hearing it, I think on the radio, rushing into the hall and shouting up the stairs to my husband, they've gone up into space! But I suppose we'd got a bit blasé by the time we got to moon landings. But I do remember seeing it on television. And I rather think that we had probably already got colour television there because my husband was keen on things like that and we always had to be in at it at the beginning. And we did have a colour television pretty early. But sorry, my aged memory isn't much help there.
Okay, the other question, which I'm not sure whether I should ask you, somebody else wanted to know, what was I like when I was little? Only say nice things.
In a word, enchanting.
Aw, that's a nice answer. Thank you.
Oh, you were.
You were. Do you want me to go on talking?
You're going to say nice things like that. Yeah, go on.
I think Kate is a bit overcome. She didn't expect me to say that, but I said it and meant it. She was a delightful child. She was pretty, engaging, loving, and complicated. And she loved simple things. I remember when she was first going to school, they were invited by the teacher to take their favourite toy. And people took in computers and mobile phones and all these wonderful, expensive presents. And she took an extremely elongated rag doll.
You mean clown?
Yes, yes, which I think caused a bit of contempt amongst her peers. And on another occasion, I think she was asked to say something about what was her favourite thing. And again, people came forth with all sorts of expensive and complicated answers. And she said that most of all, she loved Granny's little soap dish, which had got a lot of coloured soaps in the bathroom. That was Kate.
I remember when I was growing up and we used to come to your house and we would sit round for breakfast, you, me, Mum and Grandpa, and we'd have really nice toast. And we used to have sliced, mighty white sliced bread at home, but you had, you know, a proper seedy bloomer loaf and we'd have this toast. And it was so amazing that I used to eat lots of it. And I'd go home, I said, Mum, why doesn't our toast taste the same? And so then we bought a nice loaf of bread, and it still didn't taste as... Why doesn't our toast taste as good as Granny's toast? And it wasn't until many, many, many years later that I discovered the secret to Granny's toast was that you had real butter and we only ever had margarine.
Yes. And we still do, I'm afraid. We still do have real butter.
And I still eat far too much toast when I come to see you.